How are you guys?
Fantastic.
We're
hoping you have as good a quote as Christina did to the bedroom scene with Chris's. Like, we're hoping you can match that.
As good a what?
Her response to what he looked like when he walked into the room, into the bedroom.
Okay, here's the thing that here's the thing nobody knows. Chris Hemsworth has a six-pack on his back. Oh, like, his lower back is like a six-pack. It's mind-numbing. He's like a human praying mantis. I'm like drifting off into Hemsworth ogling. He's a beautiful human being.
Well, how was it shooting that scene?
Real hard to keep a straight face, and not just because of the prosthetic, which is super funny just as a visual, but Chris's performance in that scene, I think, it's comedy genius. I mean, which to me is infuriating because I've spent my life trying to cultivate my comedy chops, and he's spent his life cultivating his abs and his dramatic acting chops, which are fabulous. And for him to just like waltz onto a comedy set and be funny as hell, I'm sorry, that's annoying. But also awesome because it just made this scene fantastic. His performance is the reason that scene is funny. It's not because of the visual. The visual is the sort of the trigger, but he sells it.
As having Chevy and Beverly in the movie, it really kind of was like the icing on the cake, I think. How important was it for you as kind of taking this franchise into a new place that Chevy was there, and also just that kind of moment where you had with him alone?
It can't be overstated how important and wonderful it was to have Chevy and Beverly on set with us. It was the ultimate affirmation that this is okay. I think there was a little bit of insecurity in all of us making this movie because it's such a sacred cow, certainly was for me, and it's such a precious world that we don't want to be the ones to mess it up. And to get a giant vote of confidence from Chevy and Beverly, which is manifest in their eagerness to be in the movie with us, was the ultimate kind of pat on the back and high five for all of us. So it was awesome kind of on a spiritual level that way, I guess, but also like that day, like having them there for a couple of days was so fun. I mean, they really settled right into those characters again, and their dynamic, not just you know, as the Griswolds, but Chevy and Beverly, like the two of them are hysterical together. And I got to ask everything I've ever wanted to know about, you know, comedy in the 70s, and which is like the heyday for me. I was obsessed with all that when I was a kid. Big fanboy. And Chevy was an open book. Really, really fun to talk to about all that stuff.
What was fun for you to try to make this version of Vacation a little bit your own? You know, like to keep it true to the spirit of the other ones, but to really kind of own this character and make him distinct.
What was the...
The fun of it, or the challenge of it?
Sure. I felt like Goldstein and Daly did 90% of the heavy lifting in the script in that regard. They created a new world and a new family, like a new family dynamic that felt absolutely in keeping with the Griswold mythology, but also completely fresh and brand new. And that's the only reason I even agreed to do the movie, is because it felt fresh. And And they also really, I was very flattered that Rusty, and that they told me that Rust, I was in mind for them writing Rusty. And so they wrote Rusty in a way that, that felt very organic to me as an actor. And then really it was just a matter of kind of shedding that insecurity of, I don't want to mess this up, and getting to a place of, this is going to be a blast. This is just fun and cool. And having the confidence to dive in and bring whatever I bring to this world. And if it wasn't such a fresh script and a clean start for this new Griswold family, I don't think I would have jumped on board. But I don't know. Did that answer the question?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you respected the writing and the take and the tone.
Yeah, I when I first heard of about the movie, I just was kind of like, nah, I don't think I'll do that. but because I assumed, like a lot of people assume, that this was a remake,
right.
And it's really technically a sequel.
Yeah.
So that just opened it all up for me, and I not only did it open it up creatively, I actually thought that choice was really funny and surprising, to give Rusty his own kind of chance at this.
Right.
So yeah, it was fun. From that point forward, I don't think we felt any weight,
right,
of it. Really was, let's just nail this.
And part of the magic too is the chemistry you have with Christina. And you know, tell me about kind of finding that with her and knowing that it was going to work, and what you each brought to the table that the other could play off of.
I never met Christina before this project, and I was a huge fan of hers, and I was thrilled when she was hired, but I didn't know what to expect. And I asked around, you know, emailed Will Ferrell, like, and everyone had the greatest things to say. So I went in kind of optimistic, and she is just the dream coworker. She's so professional, and as an actor, I've never seen someone so natural. There's something in the way that she delivers her lines that is so effortless, and I don't know how you do that. It's like, to me, when I'm acting, I try to make it look effortless. Inside I can sort of feel the gears turning and my brain's churning. I'm like, okay, act this way. But but she just seems to flow, and it makes my job so easy and fun. And it's also a reflection of who she is and her personality, a lot of just ease and flow, and with just enough snark to make her really fun to hang out with too. So we had the time of our lives. Really one of the best movie making experiences that I've had.
She wanted us to ask you about the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Yeah.
There were so many stupid jokes in that car, my God. I mean, it was like a real family trip that way, because we're in that car on a hot set with gear all around us. We couldn't get in and out very easily, so just the four of us trying to keep each other light, and it really turned into a very literal family dynamic. I was concerned if the kids had snacks, if they had drinks, you know. And then these just really dumb sing-along moments that would happen, and that was one of them. Did she sing it for you?
No.
No.
I probably rang for you. I'd love to hear it.
So how did... I have to remember. It goes... I can't remember where it came from. I think it was some friend of hers, but it was I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. And it's a little catchy. So it just became, and it also, it's got a rhythm that you want to dance to. So it became something that we just sang way too much. And I'm angry you brought it up. It's stuck in my head again.
Did you feel similarly about the Seal song, or did you like that Seal song?
I liked it before we started shooting. And now I'm ready to blow my head off if I hear it again. But no, I think it's the people in my life around me that heard it way too much. Because it would always get stuck in my head.
Yeah.
It's a great song. It's a classic song.
What do you think it means?
What is the song about?
The lyrics.
That's a great question. I have never really analyzed it. It's something about kind of someone with like expressing love and bringing you out of a dark place, right? Or bringing out of isolation,
something like that.
Maybe. Kind of. How do you see it?
Oh, I don't.
We were hoping
you could tell us. Everyone has their own guess. There's pills involved somewhere.
Well, but it's comparing the love to a drug, to a great drug, which is a common rock and roll lyric. I don't know.
What do you think the swastika button does?
Oh my God, I would never. Never want to know.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.